DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Tomorrow, guys, we are live in Cumming. Come on out and join us. We'll be at Buffalo's Cafe right there off of 400. Looking forward to it, Mike. That's usually a lively spot, and there is a bar that's usually jumping before we even get started.
Two words. Day drinkers. Yeah, there's a lot of folks at the bar. It's on like Donkey Kong. So as I said on Twitter, man, whether you're still hanging, and some of those people will be hanging on the lake, I bet you that day, they're semi-retired, Carl.
Yes, they are.
Or you're just getting off of work. That is at Buford. That's 20 right off of 400. And that's where we'll be, guys, at the Buffalo's Cafe, Buford Highway and Cumming. And then as we mentioned real quick, programming note, Friday, if you're a dog fan or a Vols fan, heading to Knoxville, we're going to be right there, man, at Twin Peaks, Chattanooga. It's actually called East Ridge, Tennessee, Exit 1, first exit when you head into Tennessee off of 75.
Looking forward to it. And I know a lot of dog fans are making their way up there. Our buddy Connor Riley, Mike Griffith is going to join us. All those guys are going up for the game as well. They got a big thing they're going to be doing on a boat up there for Dog Nation. But it's going to be a fun game. I hope Saturday. We just need the dogs to show up and show us that they are who we think they are. And they have yet to do that. But we'll see. More on that coming up. As far as the Falcons, guys, let's get you caught up on the latest because today they practice. The big question coming in before Mike and I got here was what was going to be the deal with Drake London today, Mike, and I think this is good news, right?
Now, last week we did hear Darnell Mooney was practicing, but as Carl said, is he taking contact? Because and I don't think they're going to have any contact for a guy who's dealing with a shoulder, the AC joint, it was reported, but talking to our man Smoking Joe Patrick and Mark Raimondi, they said he looked pretty good out there, so now it's just a matter of, you know, I think pain maintenance, or I guess how they alleviate that pain on Sunday night, he'll get some treatment, but Darnell Mooney, I would imagine, is ahead of the schedule of where certainly Drake London is, Carl, because he just got injured on Sunday.
Right.
But Dave Archer told us yesterday he thought they'd both play, and right now it sounds pretty good.
Look, it's trending in the right direction. And as we started the show today, guys, we were saying it's Wednesday, plenty of time before Sunday night, but we need both of these guys if possible. Certainly Drake, right? I mean, like, if Darnell's still recovering from this thing that he's been dealing with, I can't be without both of these guys against the Vikings.
We had the debate. One of our listeners was like, well, Drake's not an explosive down the field guy. Well, Mooney does get the bigger chunks, but Drake certainly does things that Julio did too, moving the sticks, super athletic, catch radius, bailing his quarterback out. But as you said, Raheem Morris says Drake London and Darnell Mooney will be practicing, and he does feel that he does expect, Coach said, Drake London to play this weekend.
If you missed our conversation with Divine Diablo, guys, it'll be online, odyssey.com. Go check it out. Fun guy. He's enjoying his time here in the A. He's making plays, and look, he's versatile, man, and this is something I know that Raheem and certainly Jeff Ulbrich wanted to do in the offseason, improve our speed. Jalen Walker, James Pierce, you talk about upgrading athleticism. They want to do that at the linebacker position, but they also did it at the safety position and the nickel. So that is one of the reasons why they feel really good, and Divine Diablo is one of those guys. Great interview with him earlier last hour. If you missed it, go check it out. You will hear Raheem Morris coming up in less than 8 minutes from now. I want you to hear a couple of things. Zach Robinson spoke to the media today. This is our offensive coordinator, Z-Rob, as the guys call him. And, Mike, you've been talking about this pistol thing. So I want you to hear what he said because he was asked about it because everybody's like, yo, what are we doing?
Can we stop using it?
So first thing is when he came to appreciate the pistol because they were talking about, you know, incorporating this into your offense, and then we're going to let you hear what he said on why they are so heavy in the pistol formation because I know some Falcon fans are frustrated with this on Sunday, specifically short yardage, right? That's the most thing I think folks were talking about. Here's Zach Robinson, first of all, about the pistol itself.
I first started getting into the pistol with the Rams in 2023. We started doing it. It felt like it kind of loosened things up. We felt like we could get to every run, play pass, quick game, drop back concept out of it. But like you mentioned, it does get the ball in our runner's hands a tick quicker there. Just making sure that the actions match up with it is the biggest thing. But yeah, all those things go into it. Obviously, the faster that we can get number seven and obviously Tyler the ball in their hands so that they can see the proper cuts and those things with the stretch of the wide zone and being able to cut some of those things back when we need to is definitely part of it.
Okay.
The downside, though, and again, this is something you know we talked about, when you have your running back there in the shotgun in short yardage, you're telegraphing exactly where he's going. The linebackers, you know, your front seven, if not, you know, the front four or three, can see where you're going with it. That's why, and I get it, you know, if you have an eye formation, there's still anticipation, you know where the back's going. I just think sometimes short yardage, I'd rather have the quarterback, Michael Penix, doing under a quarterback
center,
sneak. And use. And we saw his athleticism on display already this season and last season.
No doubt. Zach Robinson on why we, the Falcons, were so heavy in the pistol and the usage of it, at least in game one. Guys, game to game, is we don't know how much we'll use it this week, but what he's telling you is this a part of this offense. We are going to see it.
Not going away.
Here's Zach Robinson.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, week to week, depending on who we're playing, the schemes that we're, you know, building, you know, a lot of stuff, everything is built through the run game. But I think the pistol does keep you pretty balanced from a run pass standpoint. Obviously, you know, in the offset gun, there's tendencies to throw the football. And so being able to stay completely balanced with what we're doing is what we're trying to do from a run, play action, keeper, screen, all those things that come with it. And again, it's part of our offense. We'll pick our spots when we need to go under. But our guys feel comfortable with it. Our quarterback feels very comfortable in it, knowing that that's the way he operated mostly in Washington. So, but again, week to week on what that is, depending on what we're seeing on the other side of the football and some of the stuff we're trying to activate from a run game and moving forward.
Guys, I think that's another big part of this. Let's not try to make our guy do something he may not be as comfortable doing when he had monster success in college in this type of formation. I'm not telling you that right. That it's always going to be that way, but I also think this is why they are attempting to do more of this, because Penix is comfortable. We got to be more productive out of it. If we're going to do it, Mike, that's the thing. We have to be more productive in these pistol formations. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I just felt, and we talked to Michael Penix Jr. about this as a rookie, and he said that's something he had worked on pre-draft, is being under center, more of it. But that's why, you know, Jared Goff, a whole generation of quarterbacks are all in shotgun, whether it's shotgun or the pistol formation where the back is next to you. So that's how they're seeing the field. I just think, you know, when you're in the NFL, you've got to be able to develop play action. And I think play action is such a key. I think we saw, you know, Matt Ryan was so good at it. And again, different offense, different coordinator. But when you've got a guy like Bijan, to be able to freeze a corner or freeze some of those linebackers for a half a count, because the play action does that. That, to me, it's got to be a bigger part of our offense. Maybe it's never going to be. And I think that's a disservice, but that's Zach's prerogative.
All right. One other thing I want to play for you in talking about our quarterback, and Zach answered a lot of stuff today, talking about, you know, we didn't run the ball well, guys. We just didn't. If we don't run the ball well on Sunday night, we become one-dimensional, and now you're asking Penix to do damn near everything, and that's hard. I don't care who your quarterback is. So we got to do a better job of that. That starts up front, and I'm not specifically talking about Elijah Wilkinson. The line itself, we just didn't have any push. 69 yards, guys, total, between Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson? That's not enough.
No.
So here is Zach, though, and Big O, play this, if you would, about Penix and Zach Robinson, our OC, saying we have to be better around him. I thought the way that he phrased this was perfect, because you keep looking for words to describe Michael Penix, and it's this competitive greatness thing that he uses here in this soundbite.
Thought he played really well with everybody. There's a couple things here and there to clean up, but overall really pleased with where, you know, Mike is at right now, and we'll just continue to build this thing. And like I said, we got to play better around him. We got to coach better in all facets and make sure that everything is clean around him, because we feel great with where he's at.
Yeah, and in clutch time, he was saying, you know, like, you just saw his competitive greatness come out. He refuses to lose, right? He's going to give you everything. That's why the way he sold out in those moments where he got those first downs or even the touchdown was such a big moment for us on Sunday against the Bucks.
Hey, man, just a sidebar to our kicking situation right now, and you'll hear what Coach Rye had to say. We have some questions about just what is this competition this week with a new kicker coming in, Parker Romo, who's kicked in the NFL and has also kicked in spring football. The 49ers signed Eddie Pinheiro.
Okay.
And this is reported by Nick Wagner, who covers the 49ers for ESPN, said he was getting ready to go to Atlanta before the 49ers called. Said he had the choice between the two spots, but felt the Niners presented the better opportunity. Well, yeah, because Moody's gone.
Correct.
I mean, you're going to pretty much
get
the job, as opposed to maybe we're dragging our feet with Koo, or Koo still has a chance to, he's making $4 million. But anyway, Pinheiro signs with the 49ers.
Interesting. So bottom line with that, Falcon fans, is there were multiple calls.
Right.
They called a lot of folks to try to figure out who they were going to bring in. But, you know, at the end of the day, I said, we'll figure it out at the end of the week. At least Ra told us that that's what he's saying. They'll make an announcement or whatever as to what's going to be the situation. I'm just going to tell you guys, don't be surprised if it's Ku Sunday night. Just don't. It shouldn't surprise you if it is. If it's the other way, that's probably even more surprising to me because that means Ku didn't kick well this week and he probably lost his gig. That would be more surprising to me. So that's kind of where we are with our kicking situation.
A couple guys hit us on the text line. They agree with you and I about the pistol formation. But one guy says, look, that's Penix's strong suit. You've worked with it. You can still fake a handoff out of the pistol. I mean, it's not like you can't do some play action. But you know what I'm talking about, Carl.
Yep.
Under center, you know, dropping back, kind of work that. Other guys, and we talked to Coach Ra, you'll hear him talk about how well Pitt's looked. We talked about that with Dave Archer yesterday. How big is Pitt's going to be? Because – you know, if the designation is limited in practice today for Mooney and for Drake London. I'll ask it again. Based on what you saw in the fourth quarter, can Pitts does that for four quarters. He's over 100 yards. He's probably in the end zone. And he's the hero.
Easy. Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think, again, this offense, we haven't seen the full capabilities because you don't have all the components out there.
Right.
So,
and you can't run the ball the way you want to right now.
We didn't last week.
I don't know how much changes this week.
Well, I hope I hope we can. I mean, look, the focus has to be on, first of all, we didn't go away from it. I mean, again, I kind of felt we did, Mike. I think Bijan had 12 carries and Tyler had 10 or something of that nature. 24 carries total. Shouldn't we be putting up 35, 38 carries? Like, the commitment to run it, but the problem was – the way the game played out, it just didn't allow us to continue to try to do that. And then the ball came, you know, you had the ball in Penix's hands to try to finish this thing. Either way, I hope we do try to run it against the Vikings. We mentioned this earlier, and I think it's a big point of contention. Their two linebackers, one has a concussion. He's in concussion protocol. The other has a hamstring.
Right.
They are both out. And part of this is the concussion protocol. Very unlikely that Van Ginkle comes back before Sunday night. And their other starting linebacker, again, he's been out. They knew he was going to be out already. So that is something I think you got to attack that, Mike. You got to figure out whether these guys can get off blocks and tackle or not.
And, hey, I mean, I know it's always funny because fans will feel like it's a Madden game. We just take away Justin Jefferson. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
But it would certainly, you would think, he would draw more attention. You know, again, when we're in the nickel and the dime, I ain't running nickel so much anyway. But as you guys know, no Jordan Addison. He's suspended for the DUI or the alcohol suspension. Meanwhile, you know, you've got a team that, you know, they're coming off the Bears game, though. That's the thing I said to you yesterday. Feeling pretty good about their quarterback. Maybe, you know, if he stinks it up for the fourth quarter, hey, you know, he's looking in the mirror. Can I do this job? I don't know. He comes out of there feeling like 10 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
So I was hoping the Bears were going to see it through, if nothing else, to, you know, maybe they're a little shaky on Sunday. He goes to a Sunday night raucous crowd, that stupid Viking horn. It's going to be bananas.
I hate that horn.
I mean, it's cool.
No, it is.
Don't get me wrong.
If I was a Vikings fan, but I don't want to hear it all Sunday night because that means we're losing.
I can tell you, you and I have been to almost every NFL stadium. Now, again, that's the Patriots. Patriots play. They play the horn, which is the aliens from War of the Worlds, which is intimidating and scary. But in Minnesota, I got to tell you, of all the places I've watched professional sports, that's the nicest people.
Oh, no.
When we beat the Vikings in the 98-99 season NFC Championship, I told Carl, walking out of there, Steak and I and the guys, people coming, best of luck in the Super Bowl now. I mean, can you imagine anybody in Philadelphia saying that?
No.
They won and beat the Falcons, and I had a guy tell me to go blank myself, leaving the game.
Absolutely.
Minnesota, they're arguably the nicest fans in the NFL.
And that's a nice stadium. I mean, if Falcon fans are going up, for those who are going up, it's a cool stadium, and Mike's right. They'll treat you right, but it's going to be loud, man. They get into these games, and if the Vikings are rolling, and last year, again, that's a 14-win team. They feel like they might be on the verge.
D.C. sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or just something like that this season, the way J.J. brought him back the other night.
Lambo's like that, too.
It is. Right. There's no doubt. Certain places around the country, especially in the Midwest. Hey, man, we're coming back. Raheem Morris, what did he have to say to us and say about this team after what I felt like, what many of you felt like, should have been a win on Sunday? But how do we turn the page, man? We got a lot of work to do as we get ready for Minnesota on Sunday night. Stay there. Raheem Morris next.
see sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.